Hey everyone, a special thank you to my regular listeners and to my new listeners who are joining me here today on Fill It Up. I'm your host, Rochelle, and I'm all about just dropping that bombshell. So today, I want to touch on the topic of transcendentalism. I know it's a rather big word for some persons who may not be familiar with the term, but it is related to metaphysics, and so it happens to do with abstract concepts like our existence, time and space, the soul, heaven and hell, and the universe, etc. Now, transcendentalism dates back to many ancient civilizations like the Egyptians, but in the US, it became a revolutionary movement in the 19th century. It was revolutionary because it was contesting traditional Puritan ideas and values. Popular American transcendentalists like Ralph Emerson and David Thoreau were encouraging Americans in the 19th century to come up with their own ideas about life and the world they live in. Now, American transcendentalism impacted the American society in many different ways. Three of these ways I would like to talk about are how it revived individualism, how it embraced secularism, and definitely how it encouraged freedom of sexual expression. I want to talk about these impacts in particular because I've noticed how they have become staple core values for many Americans, so much so that they would stage protests as a way of securing these values, alright? Alright, so American transcendentalists, they revived the idea of individualism as it originally started with the Puritans. But what they did is that they believed that since every individual was born knowledgeable, they didn't necessarily need an institution to tell them what to do. And so they encouraged free thinking, and they also believed that the government shouldn't be too involved in people's lives. And this is a common sentiment you hear many Americans uttering today. For example, most American citizens are big on privacy, and so many of them are against the government intercepting and listening to their personal phone calls. Many of them I've heard have definitely spoke out against this. Now, this individualism was expressed also in secularism because transcendentalists believe that one doesn't need to go to church consistently as the Puritans believed in order to be considered a good Christian. And so nowadays you find that Christianity has evolved with far less restrictions. For example, I can remember when American actress Megan Good, you know, received a lot of backlash for wearing a very low-cut and revealing dress at an award ceremony. Now, she received this backlash because it was felt that as a Christian, she should have worn something more modest. But in response, Megan told people that, listen, my clothes doesn't define me as a Christian. You should be more concerned about my character and my relationship with God. But you know, what's so profound about all of this is that even though this idea of secularism became popular in America, some Americans still hinged onto some of the religious and moral ways of their Puritan ancestors. Hence, that is why Megan got that backlash. Now I want to move on to freedom of sexual expression. You see, before the 19th century, you know, Americans were very strict on sexuality. Thus, heterosexuality was the norm, and anyone who went against this was condemned and punished. However, when the transcendentalists came along, they argued that people should, you know, be free to express their sexuality without consequences. And I can say that this is one of the most profound legacies of transcendentalism, because in contemporary American society, there is strong advocacy for legalizing homosexual marriages and for granting rights to people who belong to the LGBTQIA community. Yes. So this is some great insight, guys, because if it weren't for American philosophy, who knew that you could trace back the American values of individualism, secularism, and of course, freedom of sexual expression to the 19th century? You would have not known that it could be dated so long ago, specifically to the movement of transcendentalism. So, all right, guys, we have not come to the end of this episode, but I want you to please join me next time, same place, here on Fill It Up. Take care until then. Keep filling it up.